So tell me, how can authenticity be the key to self-confidence and self-discovery? Isn't, you know, authenticity being too real, does that make us vulnerable? No, not exactly. Hey, human, Coach Nate here with another mindful focus to share with you. Today, I want to talk about how embracing authenticity is the key to confidence and self-discovery. Too often in this life, there's this facade that others put on. We have this personification of ourselves, whether we feel like we have to, need to. It's a safety thing. A litany of reasons. Mainly because there seems to be some driver, like we feel like we have to. It's expected of us. And this has become socially acceptable, the norm, for us to act and pretend to be somebody who we are not, to behave. Just pull up social media and pull up. Know that there's so much of that going on where it feels like that is, and it's sending the message, rather, that is how it's supposed to be. And like I say, it's a socially acceptable norm. The problem is, once you get alone, once you are by yourself and not around or immersed in, alone with your thoughts, that's when reality hits. That's when you feel like a fraud, an imposter. Like, you're not your true self. You're not who you really are. This facade that I've put on, that I've created, that's not really me. And then when the mask is taken off, and then you feel, it can feel gross. It can feel very uncomfortable. In that moment, that's when our self-confidence begins to erode. Who am I? Why did I fake that? Why did I pretend to be? I don't like this feeling. It just doesn't feel good. Not only does it feel isolating and alone, it can really amp up feeling insecure and just do a number on our self-esteem, and asking ourselves, well, who am I? And confusing ourselves on who we believe we really are. Am I the facade, or am I this real person over here? And the way that we're feeling in that alone moment, it doesn't feel good to be who you really are, because that may not be popular. That may not be embraced by this matrix over here of the facade. And then we tend to get lost in that facade. It's a false personification of ourselves. And then we feel like we have to keep it up. Almost feels like an addiction. We have to continue to do that, to maintain this. And that can be exhausting, tiring. And then crash and burn can occur. And then we seek out ways to cope and manage. And that could be through substances or relationships that aren't healthy for us, or actions and behaviors. And it can be never ending. So that's the bad part. In terms of the how to let go, live now, and when, as it relates to how do we, in embracing our authenticity being the key to confidence and self-discovery, first step in that is know yourself. Know who you really are. This one over here. Not what whom others think you are, or believe you are, or trying to tell you who you are, but who you really are. When you are alone looking in the mirror, just you, one-on-one, who is that individual? for some, that's a very tough place to be, and it's very uncomfortable, and don't want to be there because they don't like that person. Why? Is it, unpack that. And what can be done differently so you not only like who that reflection that you see in the mirror, but love that person, that real person, for who they are, not what they do, not what they have, not even how they make others feel, but how the person, your reflection in the mirror, makes you to feel. A lot of relationships are based on what one person does for the other, what one person has, again, facades, and that doesn't make for a sustainable relationship, because once they're unable to do, once they don't have to give, once the temporal things aren't there anymore, we'll always have money, really? We'll always have the nice car. We'll always have... Relationships are another conversation for another day, are based on when two individuals are attracted to the existence of the person for who they really are. Your relationship with yourself is best sustained and serves you best when it's based on you valuing the person that you are for your sheer existence, not who you can be. Separate the opinions of others in that and focus in on your assessment. I didn't say judgment. Your assessment and valuation of yourself. Find the positives, things to like about yourself, and let's not get stuck on the aesthetics. It's the inside. It's the reminder of, you know, I faced that challenge and I came through it. I could have done someone dirty, but I didn't. Looking at your character, again, not bombarding or smothering or suffocating yourself with the mistakes, but the positive things that you have accomplished, done, acquired, amassed from a character standpoint, the adversities that you've faced, the things that you've come through, the fact that you're still listening to this video this many minutes in is something to compliment yourself for. You're choosing to have the courage and the strength to invest in yourself. Massive. That's a starting point. And then from there, we start to look at, what is it that you're good at? What is it that you are passionate about? What is it that you feel good doing? It could be reading a book. It could be enjoying the sunshine. It could be taking a walk in nature. It could be admiring pets. It could be growing plants. It could be having a conversation. It could be looking after someone who is unable to even know that you're looking after them. It could be having a conversation, an act of kindness, random, not recorded and projected for the world to see. There's an unlimited number of possibilities there, but it's basically finding out what drives you for your own well-being, mindfulness, your enjoyment, what brings you joy to do that doesn't require necessarily, preferably, the assessment or input or approval of others external, because that's where we can quickly get into trouble. Who are you as your authentic self? What do you enjoy doing? How do you enjoy spending your time? And then after you've done that, well, what do you mean by enjoy spending my time? After I've done that, how I feel? If I go out with this group of people and it may feel like I'm enjoying, but afterwards I'm just drained, I'm depleted, I feel depressed, I'm like, oh my, why did I do that? Pretty clear indication. But if you have peace, if you have a feeling of I'm satiated, that was good. I enjoyed reading that book or listening to that music or drawing or painting or singing a song, even if you can't sing it to yourself, and enjoy it. Whatever it is that brings you joy, your authentic, true self, what you value, that doesn't require a need, external approval, there's getting closer to your authentic self of who you really are and the person that you can further develop and be. And that leads to you can be confident when you know who you are. It's tough to be confident. You've got this facade, this mirage. Well, if I'm jumping out of a tree and there's a mirage of a trampoline or something in an inflated mattress that's going to catch me, probably not going to jump. I want to know that it's real. So our confidence is eroded when we are trying to feel confident about, again, a facade or personification, something that is not real, an emoji, versus the real thing. The way to get there is, again, through self-discovery. I'm going to look internal, not external. I'm not going to look for external approval, external validation. I'm going to validate myself. I'm going to look internal at my qualities and my strengths to know myself, know thyself to be true, in order to build on my self-confidence, being my authentic, true self in my voice. I'm not going to say what you think I should say. I'm not going to say what I hope you're going to speak from a place of authenticity, and that is where the confidence begins to increase and develop. It takes time, a step at a time, step after step. And we have to return back. Is this in line with my... Once you decide and determine who you are and your authentic self, then when you encounter things, you can measure it against, does this align with my authentic true self? I'm going to wear this as one of my favorite colors, or is it something... I'm going to eat this, if I'm going to spend my limited time engaging in an activity, does it align with my authentic self? Does it bring me joy? Does it bring me peace? What's the price tag? Yes, there are times I'm going to eat things that don't agree with me. I know there's a price to pay for it. If I do it constantly, I'm going to be in a constant state of misery. The same rules apply. When you do what's good for you, you tend to live in a better place of peace. When you aren't your authentic true self, it can be very uncomfortable and almost unending. And then it's this continual repeated cycle of, well, how do I do this to make me feel less worse about that? And then this, and then you start adding, and you've got all this. That's a lot, exhausting. No peace. When we're our authentic selves, we can simply just be and feel at peace. Just sharing some insights with you. Feel free to try them or toss them. Both of those can be correct answers, but only you can make that determination for yourself. If you like this content, please do feel free to give a like and a follow, subscribe, hit the notification bell so you know when I post additional content like this. And if you feel inclined, share this with someone who you feel would benefit from it. But most importantly, remember to let go, live now, and win.